You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me, I've got a special one. He goes in against pound for pound King Terence Crawford, November 14th. Not long to go now, Kel. You're here in London. How are things?
Before we start, is that deck Kel going to be at the beginning of this? Coogan Cassius, he ain't got time for me anymore. Is he doing these deck KO things? What's he doing? Eh?
I can confirm that deck KO ad will be at the start of this video. Oh,
what's he like, this guy? What's he like? Coogan.
Kel, almost 3 weeks out now. You go in, as I said, against pound for pound King. Why do you believe you have what it takes right now to beat Terence?
Why not? I'm an elite fighter. Look at Lopez at the weekend. You know, everyone writ him off. He upset the odds and beat the pound for pound number one in Loma. So, you know, I'm gonna do the same. You know, everyone writ me off against Porter. I went out there and become world champion. And I'm older. I've got more experience, and it's in my heart now to go out and win.
In some shape right now as well.
In fantastic shape. You know, in fantastic shape. Been in shape for a long, long time.
When are you gonna fly out to the States?
I'm gonna get my visa, and then the first plane, I'll be gone.
Kel, I spoke to Dominic Ingle. Of course, he won't be training you for this fight. We know that you're out in Future Ventura, and that was the reason for you. Like, if you aren't working with him, there hasn't been a split or a fallout, anything like that. Can you just confirm that, Kel?
Yeah, there's not been a split. You know. Basically, I needed to get out to Fort Ventura for the warm weather. You know, the fantastic gym what Adam Bailey's got out there. I needed to be out there basically, and I needed to be away from my three daughters. You know, because you know I needed to make them sacrifices to get out there, to get tunneled in onto the biggest fight of my life, basically. And he's got Willie Hutchinson, he's got Liam Williams, who he were committed to training. And they were worried about getting stuck out there with the COVID. You know, this COVID has upset a lot of things, you know. So, you know, he couldn't commit, you know, to this fight. So it was basically, that's what we had to do. I had to go out there and be selfish and do my thing. You know, it's me in there at the end of the day. And he was committed to his other fighters. So, you know, we still text every day. We're still in contact with each other, you know. So there's no bad blood at all.
So the burning question is, who is training you now, Kel?
Carlos Fermento. You know, this is the trainer who's going to be training me. Fantastic trainer. Been doing a lot of work with him. Flew him out. He's in Gran Canaria. Flew him to Fort Ventura. You know, doing boxing with him every day, and he's possessed on like myself for beating, you know, Crawford. He's been studying him. Writing things down, you know, Army's number one priority is completely and utterly obsessed, focused on the game plan of beating Crawford. So me and him are on the same page.
I mentioned your shape. It looks like it's been easier for you to make 147 this time. Why is that so late in your career? Of course, we know that the problems you had against Errol Spence during that fight week, etc., to make weight. Why has it been easier this time, Kel?
I just think that because I think with the lockdown, I think all I've wanted to do, you know, is to train. And my weight's not been ballooning up like it used to do in my younger years. You know, this will probably be the easiest I've made welterweight. You know, you've seen the shape of me. I'm very light. I'm being very consistent with the weight, waking up at a lightweight. So, you know, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about making 147. And a big factor in this, obviously, before in the early years with the IBF, they were a 10-pound hydration clause. But with the WBO, I weigh in at 147, and there's no check weight in the morning. So, you know, the weight can be whatever it wants to be in the morning. So that's another thing what's off my mind. Perfect.
Does it feel like Kel Brook against the world at the moment? Because there are doubters. You're going in against one of the best fighters in the world in Terence Crawford, so obviously there's going to be people doubting you. But the fact that you split up with Dom, you're not working with him for this fight, we haven't seen you in the ring since February. Does it feel like Kel against the world at the moment?
Listen, no, at all. You know, at the end of the day, I'm self-motivated. you know, and that's the main thing, you know. People what are around me, you know, because of this COVID, nobody's seen too much of me because of the situation. But believe you me, I've been putting myself through it. I'm self-motivated. And them haters are my motivators. I see that people writing me off, and that's going to bring the very best out of me because I know what I can do, you know, and I'm giving myself the best opportunity in training and everything else to go into this fight more than 100%, you know, and that's what I've done because when I leave this sport, I don't want to be thinking to myself as the years go on, you know, I could have done this, I could have done that, right? I've made sure in this training camp, I've been training for 4 months hard, and I've done absolutely everything what's asked of me. You know, I've stuck to the diet 1,000%, done everything, you know, so I know that I could win, lose or draw. I know I can sleep well at night knowing that I've given it absolutely my all.
Kel, we know that Sky Sports won't be airing this fight. That is confirmed. Eddie Hearn has had a lot to say about this fight, saying that the money's not there really to make this fight, etc. Have you got a response to Eddie's comments? Because we haven't heard from you for a long time. Eddie's done a lot of interviews about this fight with yourself and Terence.
Let me tell you, Eddie has always been there, involved with his fight, you know, for 6-7 weeks, you know, from today. He's always been involved. He's always wanted, you know, he knew the date, 14th of November, he knew. We always kept him in the loop. All he had to do was get on the phone and phone Uncle Bob, but he was more interested in earning two Bob. You know, that's where it is. All he had to do was get, you know, sign the contract for Brooke, but he was more interested in signing books. You know, that's what's happening with Eddie Hearn there. You know, listen, I got him out of jail with a Golovkin fight, you know, with a pay-per-view slot right there. I saved the day again. I've always been a Sky Sports fighter. I've been in with Porter, with Spence, Golovkin. I've made some amazing nights with Sky Sports. The fans, I want to give back for you know, Sky, people who subscribe to Sky Sports. I want them, my fans, to see me fight the pound-for-pound king in Crawford and see me take that title back. You know, but like I've just mentioned about Eddie, you know, it's not come off the way that I wanted it to come off and be with Sky Sports. So I'm absolutely gutted. But I know one thing, that the British fans will see this fight and it'll be on a platform. They will be able to see it and I'll release that maybe Monday. That'll come across. But I'm gutted that Sky Sports, it went on there. But he's having these pay-per-view fights, what are not even, you know, there's not even no titles on the line. Don't get me wrong, you know, Chisora, Usyk, White, Povotkin, you know, are great fights. But Brooke Crawford, come on, man. The fans, they're more than entitled to have that fight there for the fans. But like I've just said, that's where it is.
I know you've been focusing on Terence and training, etc., being in camp, but what is your knowledge of the offers that Eddie and Sky sent for that fight? Do you have any understanding of what was said from Eddie to Top Rank?
You know, listen, all I worry about is punches coming my way and ducking and diving, you know, and training. You know, I don't want to get my head involved in the business side of things. I leave that to my dad, you know, who's looked after my career all the way along, you know, but he's been in dialogue with Eddie. And like I said, you know, it hasn't come off for one reason or other. I've just explained the reason what I've come across with. But the fact is, it's going to be on TV. You know, I would have loved it to be on Sky, but there you go.
You were Eddie's, one of his first fighters, one of the main Sky fighters for years. It must upset you, though. Does it get to you, or is that not really bothering you, Kel?
You know, I've worked hard. This is business. You know, I thought that I meant more to Eddie. You know, there were me, Carl Froch and Darren Barker, I believe, from the beginning, always on the phone. I've not heard nothing from Eddie from the DeLuca fight, not once. You know what, he texted me the other day, he texted me something, I've not even replied back to him, you know, because why should I? You know, at the end of the day, you know, why me and him were boys from the start, and then, you know, he's going off like this when I've got the fight in my life now, and he's always been involved. I wanted Eddie to be involved in this fight. We've always had dialogue with him. My dad's had dialogue with him. So there you go. He's for, like I said, he might have got, for one reason or another, I don't know why. I don't know why Brooke Crawford can't be on Sky, but there you go.
Well, he's saying it's going to be 3, 4am. It's late in the night. He said that. He even said that he's not sure if your optimum performance can come at 147. He said this. And he also said the money isn't there for the fight, to be on in the UK.
Yeah, well, he's got a way with his words, Eddie. You know, if he's not earning two bob from it, he's not going to be interested, is it? You know, but there were two bob in there for him, you know, end of the day. But everyone's going on about me cashing out with this, on it, like the paid, like it's a big payday. Why would I go for a payday with this COVID? You know, Eddie, and like we're hearing that people are getting off pay cuts, so. I don't know why people are saying this, why I'd go for it. I'm going for this fight because I know that I'm the boy. I know well too, I'm going to be the two-time world champion. Like I said to you, I'm putting myself through it in the mill. Because when I leave this sport, I want to know that how good I really am. And I know that I've put absolutely everything I have into this. To this, not 2-3 month training camp, 4-5 month I've been grafting. I've had a feeling this fight's been coming across. So I'm ready. I am ready.
Let's address this cash out situation that everyone's talking about. Of course, you would wait for a live gate to come back next year. You could sit around doing what you wanted and wait for fans to come back and earn even more money if you did want to cash out, correct?
Absolutely, of course you would. You know, I'd sit there, I'd keep ticking away in the gym, wait till things sort itself out with this COVID and get a lot more money for this fight. But this fight's presented itself, and I know with the form I'm in and the frame of mind I'm in, that this is the time to become champion of the world against the pound for pound number one, arguably number one, you know. So I become number one when I take the crown away from Crawford November 14th.
Sure, you'd have seen Carl Froch's comments yesterday where he said again you are cashing out. Are you surprised that Carl's come out and said that? Because I know you've always got along with him.
I've always got along with him, but you know, I don't know if that nose job's made his senses go or whatever. I don't know if he's coming out with that kind of chat. You know, I've got him down as a warrior. What I can't come here and start slagging Carl Froch. His resume speaks for itself, but he's obviously reading into it, thinking I've got rid of Dominic, and I've just explained the issue with that. You know, he's looking into it. You know, he's not reached out to me and found and asked why or whatever. He's just going on what he thinks, which is completely wrong. But everyone's got their own opinion, so you're just gonna see me, and you're gonna see me in there. You take what you think from there. I'm not gonna go in there and start saying I'm gonna get. Looking for a way out, I've been it low and looking for a way out. You know, I'm going in there 1,000% confident, and you're going to see one hell of a fight November 14th.
Well, I think you just made a reference to Crawford Khan. Now, of course, we were both there at Madison Square Garden when they boxed. When you were watching Terence live at MSG, did you have in the back of the mind, I want this fight one day, and there are things there I can expose, even though you are a pound for pound top three at the time?
Listen, when you're a champion, speaking to other champions, speaking to like Billy Joe, these other fighters, you know, they've got the mentality like myself is, whoever that guy is in front of you, whoever, if he's pound for pound number one, you think you're better, you know that you're better, you know. So when I'm looking at him against Khan, of course I'm looking at and I believe this fight's going to come off. I'm looking at him, and don't get me wrong, you know, he's got everything. He's a switch hitter, he's got good power, he's got everything, you know, that's why he's up there. But I believe me on my day, that's why I put myself through it. I know the people around me knows what I can do, and they know. And I know, look, like I've just said to you, look at this young 23-4-year-old, Thiemo Lopez, just beat Lomachenko, you know, everybody in world boxing. Yeah, everybody knew that this guy is a serious guy, you know, his poetry in motion, and little 23-4-year-old beat this guy. So let me just tell you, anything can happen in boxing. When you've got that self-belief, when you put yourself through it, you've took yourself away from your family and made these sacrifices, that's a dangerous man. I'm a happy fighter. I've got good people around me who I want around me. So I'm a very dangerous man, and I'm coming hard. Believe you me, I'm coming hard November 14th, baby.
You just referred to Loma Lopez there. We know that nearly peaked at 3 million views on ESPN across the States. We know that was off pay-per-view. Your fight against Terence Crawford is off pay-per-view as well. Of course, the last time you boxed there, won a world title against Sean Porter. Bob Arum told me he expects this to do huge numbers as well. So are you happy to be showcasing your skills live on ESPN on a huge American audience?
I'm more than happy to be showcased on ESPN. I want the world to see this. I want the world to see me become two-time and make history. Nobody's done that in Britain. Nobody's done that. Nobody's done it, and I'm so excited. I'm so fired up. I'm so fired up. You know what I mean? I'm so fired up. I can't wait. I want this fight now. I'm ready to go. I'm telling you now. I'm ready to go.
What happens to Terence Crawford in 3 weeks' time?
Terence Crawford's gonna get beat. You know, he's gonna get beat. It's an elite fight, and believe you me, mentally, physically, I'm the bigger man. He's never boxed anything at my size and my determination. You know, I'm going in there, believe you me, to dethrone this man.
Okay, Kell Brook, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Before I do let you go, is there anything you'd like to address, add, get off your chest?
I'm ready, what can I say? You know, everyone's got me down as the underdog, but this big dog is going to earn a lot of people a lot of money through this COVID. Back me, because I'm taking that title back home to Britain.
Message for the UK fans as well, who will be tuning in on November 14th, whatever platform that will be on, we'll find out this Monday. But just a message to the fans, I'm going to stick by you.
Listen, to the fans, you know, I wanted it to be on Sky, and I've made sure that your guys are going to see it. There's going to be a platform released maybe Monday where you'll be able to get this fight. So, you know, make sure you watch out Monday, and we'll have a platform there for you to watch this massive, massive fight.
Special one, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV again. Best of luck for the rest of camp. Safe trip to the US. And then, yeah, let's see if you can become two-time world champion and the new.
And the new, baby.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.